Good afternoon and welcome to Great Sacred Music, led by the Choral Scholars of St. Martin in the Fields. That was Thomas Tallis's If You Love Me. Thomas Tallis was an English musician and composer who lived and worked through the reign of four monarchs, all of whom brought individual religious beliefs which they enforced on the country. King Henry VIII, who lived 1509 to 1547, brought about the English Reformation, which itself influenced the style of composition for the church and demanded a succinct style with shorter syllabic phrases. Most importantly, music had to return to the native English in order to be understood. Henry VIII's successor, Edward VI, consolidated this style, leading to works such as Tallis's If You Love Me. In our first hymn, The King of Love My Shepherd Is, we contemplate care that our good shepherd gives. It was written in 1868 with lyrics by Henry Baker, based on the Welsh version of Psalm 23. Sir Henry Williams Baker was the son of a vice admiral, and this melody was written specifically for this hymn by John Bacchus Dykes. The choral scholars will stand while we sing the hymn, but please do join in.
Thank you.
Patrick Hadley fought and survived two world wars before finding his place in music at the University of Cambridge, with a fellowship at Gonville and Caius College, and deputy musical director of the Cambridge University Music Society. It was during this period of life in 1938 that this piece was published. Little of Hadley's music is performed today, yet this short work has managed to find a place in the Anglican Church music repertoire. The next piece, Love Divine, is by Howard Lindsay Goodall, who is an English composer of musicals, choral music, and music for television. He also presents music-based programs for television and radio, for which he has won many awards. In May 2008, he was named as a presenter and composer in residence with the UK radio channel Classic FM. Love Divine was commissioned by the Choir Schools Association to celebrate the new millennium. He said about the piece, "Although a seemingly odd choice of text, I realized on looking at this wonderful set of verses afresh that it was possible to hear them with a slightly different lilt and accent, to put them into a contemporary context. With text by Charles Wesley, it expresses that we are only able to love one another because Christ first loved us. God is love, and we are the mirrors and bearers of that love to each other. Let us pray that we would continuously be filled with love, that we might bless each other and become more and more like He who loves us."
Thank you.
Our next piece, Ubi Caritas, is a hymn of the Western Church used as one of the antiphons for the washing of feet on Maundy Thursday. Its text is attributed to Paulinus of Aquileia in 796. The traditional melody probably also stems from the late 8th century. It is also found in current Anglican and Lutheran hymnals. Ola Yelo was born in 1978 in Sandvika, Norway, and moved to the United States in 2001 to begin his composition studies at the Juilliard School in New York City, where he currently lives and works as a composer and pianist. From an early age, he was exposed to a range of different genres of music, but he took a special liking to both jazz and classical choral music. Yelo states that the work is comprised entirely of original material, but the music is very reflective of Gregorian chant tradition, which in turn pays homage to the text's ancient history. You may have heard this piece as an unaccompanied choral work, but today we will be doing it with piano accompaniment with Ben. piano arrangement was originally an improvisation by Jelo, which was then transcribed by Antonio Eggert. We are now going to sing another hymn together. Love Divine, or Love's Excelling, was written by Charles Wesley in 1747. The first verse appears to be modeled on Purcell's solo song, Fairest Isle, from the semi-opera, King Arthur. Love Divine, or Love's Excelling, is one of Wesley's most popular hymns, with the hymn being found in 15 out of 17 hymn books at the end of the 19th century. Wesley was the younger brother of John Wesley, who led the revival of the English Methodist movement. Once again, we remain seated, but please do sing while the choral scholars lead us in this hymn. Our next choral classics on Sunday, the 17th, is cancelled, just to let you know, but it will resume the following week on the 24th of March. And Great Sacred Music will be back next week with The Voices, as usual, where we celebrate World Water Day. Our last piece, Come Down, O Love Divine, is a Christian hymn usually sung for the Festival of Pentecost. This is an arrangement of the hymn Down Ampney by Ralph Vaughan Williams, later arranged by Will Todd. In this setting, Vaughan Williams' classic melody is reinvigorated with fresh harmonic moves, gradually adding vocal harmony through the verses with a short descant section in the final verse. The piece is now published by Boosey and Hawkes in a collection of 3 jazz hymns. It features one of our scholars, Louisa, on the saxophone, and our organ scholar, Ben, on the piano. Thank you all very much for coming today to hear the Choral Scholars of St. Martin in the Fields leading great sacred music.